Reading from Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat, chapter 14, the title is Yamaraja's Sankirtan, which is very interesting. It'll take some time, but the chapter will describe this Sankirtan party. Text 1, chapter 14, Vrindavan Das Thakur describing Gauranga Sundara Tanu Prema Bhari Bela Daga Magiya Nachata Bali Gauranga Rangiya. Gauranga Sundara Tanu. Gauranga's beautiful body, Prema Bhari, was filled with ecstatic love as he sweetly danced Nachata Bali Gauranga Rangiya. Chaturmukha Panchamukha Adi Devagan Nityasi Chaitanjara Karaye Sevan. The demigods headed by Brahma and Panchamukh Shiva came every day to Mayapur to serve Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Agya bina keha iha dekite na pare tanrapuni takurera sabe seva kare. Without Lord Chaitanya's order, no one could see these demigods as they repeatedly offered service to the Lord. Sri Chaitanya Dev is a hoksaja. He's beyond the perception of the mundane material senses. The demigods headed by Brahma and Shiva, they came to Mayapur every day to serve Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But without the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Dev, no one was able to see them. Sarva Dina Deki Prabhu Jatalila Kare Shayan Kari Lei Prabhu Sabe Chale Ghare. The demigods watched the Lord's pastimes throughout the day. And when the Lord went to bed, the demigods would return home. Brahma Daitya Dujera Se Dekiya Udhar Anande Chalilatai Kariya Vichar. After seeing the deliverance of the two Brahmana demons, Jaghai and Mudhai, the demigods contemplated that pastime as they joyfully departed for their heavenly abodes. Emata Karunya Ache Chaitanjara Gare Emata Janere Prabhu Kareye Udhare. Such compassion is found in Lord Chaitanya's house that he delivered even such type of persons. Aji bhara chitte prabhu dilene bharasa avashya paiva para dari lama asha. Today, this is in quotations here. These two verses, this is the contemplation. Brahma, Shiva, because Vrindavan Das Thakur is mentioning oftentimes in the Shastras they'll say Brahma, Shiva, Adi Deva. So that means that many demigods were there, beginning with Brahma and Shiva. In other words, it's just like saying the Prime Minister was there. So if you say the Prime Minister was there, that also means the Home Minister and many, many members of his entourage. He doesn't usually come in somewhere by himself. There's so many ministers surrounding him. So when the Shastras say Brahma, Shiva, Adi, Deva, Gane, that means because they're the most prominent and powerful devatas, Brahma and Shiva. They were there. They were coming every day to Mayapur, to Mahaprabhu's house, Jagannath Mishra Bhavan, and they were rendering service in bodies that no one else could see. No one could see them or identify them. Then when they were leaving every evening, they would stay the entire day in Mayapur rendering various services to the Lord, but they were not recognized. Unless someone was given mercy by Lord Chaitanya, they could recognize, oh, Panchamukh Shiva is here, Brahma is here. And as they departed and left Mayapur, went back to their celestial abodes, they were thinking of this. Such compassion is found in Lord Chaitanya's house that he's delivered even two fallen Brahmins who had become demons. Aji Bharachite Prabhu Dilena Bharasa. Today the Lord has given us hope that we will also certainly be delivered. So the demigods are thinking like this. We're coming every day and we're doing service, but we're not delivered. We're very much fixed in our material positions in the material world. And we also require the mercy of the Lord. We are in this material world, subject to the problems of the material world, the problems of birth and death. Krishna is telling that in Bhagavad Gita. Abrahma bhuvana loke punar janmana vidyate, right? He's saying, Krishna is saying Gita, from Brahmalok, Abrahma bhuvana loke punar janmana vidyate. He says from Brahmalok down to the lowest planets, everyone is experiencing the material miseries. From the highest planet in the universe, everyone has to face extinction. Everyone has to die. So they're thinking, we're coming every day to Mayapur to serve Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And these fallen Brahmins who had become drunkards and dacoits, they got delivered. They became rectified and purified. They gave up their sinful activity and began to live the life of a pure Vaishnava, spending their days hearing and chanting about the Lord and serving the Vaishnavas, and they became delivered by the mercy of Lord Chaitanya. E mata anyonje kari samkatan mahanande chalila sakala devagan. The demigods spoke among themselves in this way as they departed in great ecstasy. Prabhustane nitya aise jamadharma raj apanai dekhila prabhu chaitanjara kaj. Yamaraj would also come every day to the earth planet, to Mayapur, to see the activities of Lord Chaitanya. Yamaraj also visits us, but he doesn't come every day. He only comes once. He doesn't even come himself. He actually sends his servants, the Yamaduts. They come at the time of death and take us for a ride, so to speak. So Yamaraj came every day to see the activities. Chitragupta stane jigya saye prabhujam kiva edu jera papa kiva upasham. Lord Yamaraj, he asked his secretary. His secretary's name is Chitragupta. He said, can you tell me how many sins did these two fallen brahmanas, Jagai and Madai, how many sins did they commit? And what was the remedy for those sins? Chitragupta Bhaleshuna Dharma Jamaraj Evi Fala Parishrame Arakiba Kaj. O Yamaraj, please listen. What is the use of such a futile endeavor? Laksheka Kayashta Jari Ekamasa Pari Tarapi Paite Anta Shigra Nahiwari. The secretary said to Yamaraj, if 100,000 secretaries or scribes continually recited for 1 month, they would not come to the end of the sins of Jagai and Madai. That's a long list of sins. 100,000 secretaries. 1 lakh. All standing up and all reciting and enumerating the various sins, papa karma, various sinful activities, murder and rape and robbery. And another nice pastime that used to burn people's houses down. It's called arson. It's described here. These are historical accounts. They lived 500 years ago in West Bengal in Navadweep Mandal, which is 4 hours north of Calcutta. This is not a fairy tale. This is not mythology. This is history. It's true. It's not some, what do they say, allegory. It's not an allegory. These are not some proverbial figures to illustrate some moral point. This is real history. And if you, this 500 years is not very long ago. So there's many people's diaries. There are many people in their diaries they wrote about Jagai and Madai. Just like India, there must be famous dacoits of India, right? Phulan Devi. You've heard of Phulan Devi? Is she a real person or is she mythology? Be sure. She's not an. It's not an allegory or. You saw her. You met her. But you believe. So did you see Jagai and Madai on TV? So how do you see 500 years ago? There was no TV, but there was Shastra. And there's so many eyes were there, so many witnesses, so many Shakshis. Because they were Brahmins. They were their Janam name was Jagannanda. Jagannanda and Madhavananda. They were Brahmins. But they became fallen. So people wouldn't even address them by their ordinary name. They said, hey, Jagai. It's like an insult. Jagai, that was not their name. Their name was they were named after Vishnu. This is the tradition. Children are named after Vishnu. There are some Devi, Ganga, Yamuna, Saraswati, etc. This is Vedic, Indian culture, original. Now children are named Pinky. My daughter's name is Pinky. My son's name is Rocky. Really, really spiritual names. Okay, that's your freedom. But anyway, in the old days, it was like this. So they call them Jagai Madai. So in our Shastras, it's telling the history. But anyway, you go back in history, read any accounts of other people, anybody living there, they were notorious. Just like people must have written about Phulan Devi. So many newspaper articles, so many diaries, so many movies. So 500 years ago, the movies will be maybe not around. Or maybe, who knows. But those diaries and those newspaper articles and clippings and CD files and pen drives or whatever, they'll still be floating around. And people can say, your great-great-grandfather and say, well, you know, back a few hundred years ago, there was a great lady, dacoit. Her name was Phulan Devi. That stories will be told. Really, Daddy? What was she like? Oh, she would talk. So these are real. This is real. So they committed so many sins. So one of the sins that's described in the biographies written about them was arson. It was one of their favorite pastimes. They would rob some people. Then they would say, you get out of your house or you get cremated. they'd drive everybody out, rob the house, and drive everybody out of the house and burn down the house. It's called arson. In English, arson means to burn down the house. This is a felony, it's a crime. So Chitragupta was, when Yamaraj inquired, well, how many sins did they commit? Because the previous chapter of this book was the deliverance of Jagai and Madai. So Lord Chaitanya accepted them. He initiated them, not really initiated them, but he accepted them and he purified them all their sins. Because Mahaprabhu was Krishna, Radha and Krishna. And he took all the sins himself, on himself. And then they became engaged in bhakti bhajan. And they didn't start again their sinful activities. So that they say, well, Chitragupta says, if I'm your lead secretary, and I have so many scribes and secretaries, the book of life. And the Christians talk about the book of life. There's accounting. Everything's accounted for. So much papa karma, and so much punya karma, then his accounts are taken up. So next life, Janmaishvarya Shuta Shribir. And Janmaishvarya Shuta Shribir. We receive particular body, particular knowledge, particular wealth, beauty, education. It's all due to our purva karma, what we did in previous life. Not everyone is born with a golden spoon in their mouth. Why? Not everyone gets a PhD in college. Not everyone can read and write. Not everyone is healthy. And it's so much variety. Why? Can you answer? The answer is the karma. Papa karma is rewarded is a sin, so you're punished. No good bodily beauty, inferior birth, lack of education, lack of wealth, continually sick, various emotional and mental sicknesses and physical sicknesses. And punya karma, good deeds are rewarded in next life with very good birth, very good health, very good knowledge, opulence. These are the fruits of good deeds. It's in the Bible, it's in Veda, it's everywhere, the law of karma. You reap what you sow. This is in the Bible. You plant a mango seed, you get a mango tree. You plant a neem seed, you get a neem tree. This is basic logic. So Yamaraj said, And Chitragupta said, there's 100,000 of us, so our record is being taken. There's an account. You can fool some of the people some of the time, but you can't fool all the people all the time. It's told in Vedic Shastras, sometimes people think, I'm going to this very, very dark place. There's no one here. I rented this hotel room, and I met this man's wife here. And no, there's no cameras in this room, and there's no tape recorders, and I'm all alone. No one's seeing me. So I'll do whatever I do, and no one will know. It's only the two of us. But in the Vedic Shastra, it describes there's 13 Shakshis. Lucky 13. There's 13 witnesses of all of our activities. And they make their report, and they pass on to Chitragupta and his secretaries, and they keep in a record book. So what are the 13 witnesses? One is Trisandhyam, the three junctures of the day. Morning, noon, and night. It's called Sandhya. The other is the earth planet, Bhumi. The other is the elements are also witnesses. The elements are also personified. The air element is a witness, air. The predominator or controller of air is named Vayu, Vayu Devata. And the fire is also a witness, Agni is a Shakshi. The sun is a witness, Suryadev. The moon is a witness, Chandradev. The nakshatras are a witness. Nakshatras means star, Taragan. Taragan, the stars. The water is a witness, Varunadev. The devas themselves are witnesses. Because the devatas are residing, there's different devatas residing in one expanded form in our different senses. The devas are living in the human body. Different devas are controlling the functions of the body. They're also witnesses. Trisandhyam, the day, the sun, the moon. Yes, the directions. They're directional devatas. Uttar, Paschim, Dakshin. So now, answer the question. Can you go anywhere in this world and find a private place? Can you go anywhere and any place in this world and not be witnessed what you're doing? Somebody's watching you. There used to be a song when I grew up as a teenager. It was by a rock and roll group called Sly and the Family Stone. I often say it because I used to like it. It was a group of black Americans, as they say. Somebody's watching you. Somebody's watching you. And that was a good tune. And there was other lines, but that always struck me. And I thought, yes, somebody is watching me. Om Tad Vishnu Paramam Param Sada Pashanti Suryo Jujiva Chakswatatam Tad Vipraso Jugivamsa Samindate Vishnu Yat Paramam Param. This is a shloka from Rig Veda. And Rig Veda says, Om Tad Vishnu Paramam Param Sada Pashanti Suryo Jujiva Chakswatata Pashanti Suryo Jujiva Chakswatatam. That Surya is that Chakshush. Says that the sun is like a great eye in the sky, a guardian in the sky, watching over and seeing everything we do. So he's one of 13 Shakshis. So there is no secret place. You can fool some of the people some of the time, but you can never fool Yamaraj at any time. Because his eyes are everywhere and his scribes are recording. Good deed, one good deed. Bad deed, three bad deeds. Good deed, one good deed. There's a Shamsan ground in Delhi, in New Delhi. A very popular cremation ground. Shamsan. And they're outside on the wall, the border. And everyone is on a major thoroughfare. And everyone passes by the wall, the boundary wall. And on the boundary wall, it's painted in bright letters in Hindi and English. Do a good deed today. Deed means karma, action. activity. Do a good deed today. Because tomorrow you may be here. Getting burnt up in the cremation ground. Which is trust no future, however bright. There's no guarantee we will live another minute. So it's a very nice encouragement. You're driving your car and you look, first thing you look and say, oh, that's the cremation ground or shamshan, whatever it is. And then the next thing you see the message, do one good deed today. Oh, yeah. I better do some punya karma. Better go to ISKCON and become a life member. Little advertisement. So this is, Yamaraj is amazed, as we are amazed, to hear the voluminous or the unlimited volume of Jagai Madai's sins. 100,000 scribes speaking continuously for 1 month would not be able to reach the end of the sins accumulated and performed by Jagai and Madai. In other words, this type of statement is the it's called kavya, poetry. And this is a way of saying, it's another way, a poetic way of saying their sins were unlimited. Unlimited sins. So then it goes on. Tumi jari shuna laksha karya shravan, tata piya shuni bhari tumi se bhajan. This Chitragupta goes on to speak to his master, his lord, his boss, Yamaraj. Yamaraj, if you heard this recounting of their sins with 100,000 ears, you would not be able to hear the complete account. Next verse. Edu jera papa nirantara dutte kahe likite kayashta saba utpatta ganaye. Your servants continually narrate the sins of these two, and the scribes are frustrated in their attempts to record them. In other words, there was a temporary walkout among the laborers. Walkout means a strike. Yeah, Chitragupta's servants and secretaries, they walked out of work one day. They said, listen, our hands are falling off. Our hands are falling off. Our fingers are painting. We've been writing day and night, day and night. Papa, 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 papa. This one, this one. Arson, murder, rape, drug trafficking, this, that. They're writing so many sins. They were complaining to Chitragupta. We can't write anymore. We quit. We don't want the retirement benefits. We don't want to work here in Yamapuri. We don't want to work for Yamaraj anymore. They were complaining. And he was saying that your servants, they would be chastised as a result. Then the servants would say, "Duti bale papa kari sehi dui jane, lekai te bhara mora more mara kene." The servants would say, in other words, the secretaries of Chitragupta would say, "These two, Jagai and Madai, are committing the sins. Our responsibility is to record them. Why should you beat us?" Because Chitragupta, because they were complaining to Chitragupta that we don't want to write anymore their sins. And Chitragupta was their secondary boss. He said, listen, you have to do it. If you don't do it, I'll beat you. And then so they were complaining, why are you going to beat us? We can't do it. There are too many sins. So then it says here, Na liki le haya shasti, hena lagi liki, Parvat Praman Gada Achi Tara Shakshi. Chitragupta said, if you don't record these sins, you will be punished. That is why this mountain of records is there for evidence. Parvat Praman. So this whole mountain of Amara O Kandi Jache E Dui Lagia Kemate Wa E Yatana Sahiba Asiya. We even shed tears for these two sinners. How will they be able to tolerate the reactions that await them? The papa fall. Papa fall. But then, Tila matre mahaprabhu, sabakaila dhura, eva agya kara ghara, dubai prachura. Yet within a moment, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has freed them from all the sinful reactions. Now, my Lord, Chitragupta, if you order us, we will bury all these records. There was a mountain of evidence testifying to the sins of these two sinners. And the servants of Chitragupta said, as Mahaprabhu has destroyed all their sinful reactions within such a short time, if you order us, Chitragupta ji, we will immerse all these records in deep water. In other words, the clean slate. They were freed from all their sins, as Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, in the closing verses of the 18th chapter. Sarva dharman parityaja mam ekam sharanam braja. Aham tvam sarva papebhyo moksha ishyami ma shuchaha. Bhagavan Sri Krishna is telling Arjuna and all of us in the Bhagavad Gita that if you surrender and unequivocally surrender to Krishna, ekasharanam, sarva dharman prityaja, mam ekam sharanam. Ekasharanam, eki means one. One shelter, no other shelter, only me. Mantandan, Krishna Samarpan. Then what will I do in return? How will I reciprocate with your surrender, with the sincerity of your purpose, and your intention, and your activity? Aham tvam sarva papebhyo. Sarva pap, all your papa karma. Tvam papa karma, all your papa karma. Aham, I will, what will I do? Tarani, moksha yishami. I will deliver you, I will free you from all that. I will exonerate you and annihilate all those reactions. You will become totally sinless and pure by my contact, by my mercy. So that same Bhagavan Sri Krishna appeared on the bank of the Ganga in Mayapur Dham. Navadweep Dham, Navadweep Mandal, which is 4 hours north of Calcutta, in a village called Shidam Mayapur. And he did the same thing with Jagai and Madhai. Now we're hearing a type of flashback in one sense, in terms of movies, that we're hearing about how did Yamaraj take this event of this of their deliverance, which was the historically already happened. And he's inquiring, how did this happen? What are the details? And his servants are telling him, Kabu nahi deki jama, e mata mahima, pataki udhara jata e tara simha. Yamaraj had never before seen such a glorious deliverance of fallen souls. These two were the ultimate example of deliverance by the mercy of Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Before this time, Sri Gaurasundar, the same person, had never before displayed such compassion while delivering someone. Swabhava Vaishnava Yama Murtimanta Dharma Bhagavata Dharmara Jana Ye Sabha Marma. Yamaraj was by nature a Vaishnava. Most of the demigods are Vaishnavas. They're mixed. It's called Bhakti Mishra. Their devotion is mixed. They're called Karma Mishra Bhaktas. They like to enjoy their devatas. They like Swarga Sukh. Indra is also a Vaishnava, but he really likes to dance. And he really likes dancing girls. Menaka, Ramburu, Tilotama, Urvasi. He has a whole harem up there. And he likes to drink, and he likes to fight, and he likes to conquer people. He's a Kshatriya. But he's a worshipper of Vishnu. Surya. Surya worships Narayan. Surya Narayan. You must have heard of Surya Narayan. Surya Dev, the demigod, is a worshipper of Surya Narayan, Chaturbhuj Narayan. And because he's such a devout personality and he's so much dedicated to his Ishtadev, that Narayan has agreed to manifest on Surya Loka in a four-armed form as a deity. So Surya Narayan is living there and receiving worship from Surya Dev. And Chandradev. Chandradev is a Brahmin, and he also worships Vishnu. So this is the situation. Most of the Devas, they're called Sura. Sura means Deva, or worshipper of Krishna, Vishnu, Bhagavan. Bhagavan worshippers, Vaishnavas. So Yamaraj is also a Vaishnava, and he's in charge of the prison house, the universal prison house. In Mumbai, there must be some prison, or a few prisons, I suppose. How many? One, two? One big one, a couple of small ones. So there's a prison, and there's someone in charge of it. People go there when they do the wrong thing, and they get punished and released, or not, or killed, or murdered, whatever. Capital punishment, I don't know. But Yamaraj and Yamapuri is where everybody goes for judgment. The good go up and the bad go down. And so this is the gateway. It's the gateway to the next body. One must pass through Yamapuri. So this is described. So that's the universal prison house for the human beings in this world. But he is by nature Sabhav, Vaishnava Sabhav. He had the nature and Sabhav of a Vaishnava. And he's a personification of religious principles. Yamaraj is sometimes called Dharmaraj. And he knows the confidential purports of Bhagavad Dharma. He's one of the 12 Mahajans called Dwadasa Mahajans. Mahajan, of course, means great person. But this use of the word Mahajan in Shastras, such as Bhagavad Puran, refers to personalities that are spiritual mentors. They give shiksha and guidance, and they've spoken many teachings on religious principles, and they often give guidance to others. So they're called Dharmic Mahajans, great teachers of Dharma. And they're enumerated in the Srimad Bhagavatam, 6th canto, chapter 3. Swayambhur, which is Swayambhu Manu. Swayambhur, Narada, Shambhu, Kumara, Kapilo, Manu. Prahlado, Janako, Bhishma, Balir, Vayasakir, Vayam. So this is Swayambhur. Swayambhur means Brahma. Then Narada, Shiva, the four Kumaras, Kapila, the son of Devahuti. Swayambhuva Manu, Prahlad Maharaj, Janak Maharaj, grandfather Bhishma. He's, of course, speaking in Mahabharata, Bhishma Parva. So many religious teachings there. Bali Maharaj, Shukadeva Goswami, and Yamaraj. They are considered Mahajans of Dharma because they know religious principles, they're aware, and they distribute them. Jakana Shunila Chitra Guptera Vachan Krishna Veshe Deha Pasarila Tatakshan. As soon as Yamaraj heard the description from the mouth of Chitragupta, he forgot himself due to love of Krishna. Krishna Avesh Dehi Pasarila Tatakshan. At that moment, Tatakshan, he became absorbed in Krishna, Krishna Vesh. Padila Murchita Haya Ratera Upare Katavnahika Dhatu Sakala Sharire. Yamaraj fell unconscious in his chariot, and his body lost all sign of life. So apparently he was cruising through the sky in his chariot. Because as we mentioned earlier, for those that came late, the chapter began by saying that every day the demigods were coming to Mayapur, to Navadvip, West Bengal, to visit Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and render service there. But they were unseen by others. They were disguised. Sometimes it says they assumed the form, they assumed Manushrup, although they're devas, and they have celestial bodies, divine bodies. But they assumed Manushrup, human-like form, appearing as brahmanas. So in this form, they were able to render various services. And all day long, they would spend there serving the Lord, incognito, in disguise, unrecognized. And Vrindavan Das Thakur, the author of this Shastra, he's saying that by the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, some people there could recognize, ah, look, there's Chaturmukh, Brahma. He was in one, he had one head. Brahmins don't usually walk around with four heads, although they may be pretty proud, but they don't have four heads. But they could recognize something about their sabhav, or something they could understand by the mercy of Lord Chaitanya. They could see through their disguise. Wait a minute, this is Chaturmukh Brahma disguising himself as a one-headed Ekmukh Brahmin to do seva. And this is Panchamukh Shiva, because Shiva is one form with Panchamukh. Wasn't a five-headed Brahmin, a one-headed Brahmin. But some few people could recognize. So that was the the story that we're hearing, that Yamaraj was coming and all the demigods were coming to serve. So they came all day, they served, and then they left in the evening. So when they left, it's like commuting. They were commuting to work. You know, commuting? You live in Juhu and you get on the train or you drive downtown or wherever you go. So they were commuting for seva in their cars, driving their cars. It says chariot. The word is like viman. So now they finish their day's seva. They're going back for dinner and rest and see what's on the TV or whatever. So Yamaraj is on his chariot and he's driving with his minister. Accounts minister. Pap Punya accounts minister. Right? Chitragupta. And he has all his scribes. So he's saying, listen, we were just there down serving in Mayapur and we heard about the deliverance and it's really phenomenal that they were delivered by Mahaprabhu. Can you show me the records? Like sometimes a policeman, he goes to the records. Do you have any file on this person? And they type on the computer, oh yes, here, commissioner, look at this file. Oh, 1992, he was arrested for theft. 2004, he was arrested for arson. It has some record on the files. So Yamaraj said, what are the records? I saw and I witnessed how they were delivered, but what is the story about these two? So now you're driving in a car and husband and wife are talking, this thing happened. So this is what you have to see, this is the scene. They're going in their Viman, they're going through the sky, going back to Yamapuri, flying at the altitude of 35,000 feet. And thank you for flying, jet light airlines. We'll be arriving in 2 hours. Please enjoy the flight. There'll be some in-flight movies describing the life and story of Jagai and Madhai. And I hope you enjoy it. Thank you for flying Yamaraj Airlines. Please don't fly again. Please don't fly again. Be a good boy and girl and chant Hare Krishna and go back home, back to Godhead. Haribo! Jai Jai Shri Radhe! Ananda Kanda Bhagavan Ki. So this is like we ride in our car and we talk, right? No one drives like this. So much discussion. This, that. Did you hear about this? Yeah, you saw in the paper. Yeah, this train. There's so much fog and this, that. Oh, there's so many things. So Yamaraj doesn't go. He's a human being. He's a celestial person. He talks. He feels. Chitragupta, what's the story? Oh, you want to hear the story of these guys? So when Yamaraj, now what's happened, he's faint. He's fallen on the floor of his car. He's fainted. He's on the floor of his chariot. So now Chitragupta, my boss is lying on the floor. What's going on? So this is serious. He fell unconscious on the rath. His body lost all signs of life. Padila Murchita. Datu, all the symptoms. Ate vyate chitragupta arijatagan dariya lagila sabe karita krandan. Chitragupta and all the associates of Yamaraj, they grabbed him, they held him, and they started crying. Yamaraj! If he dies, who's going to pay their salary? If he dies, who's going to pay their wages? The boss is important, no? The boss dies and that's the end of the business. Right? it's serious. Of course, they maybe had some affection for him. Maybe they were loving servants. Sometimes we love our boss, rarely, but it happens sometimes. Sometimes you may love your boss and you're actually crying because you really, really have affection and he may be dead. So Chitragupta, Yamaraj! Come! And so it was a big chariot. It was a big car. It was one of those. Sarva deva rate jana kirtana kariya rahila yamera rata shokakula haya. All the demigods were traveling their various chariots. They're all flying up, going back home. It was rush hour. You know what rush hour is? I don't know, maybe you don't have the term here. You don't have rush hour? No. In America, in the highway, you call it peak, we call it rush hour. Everyone's rushing to get home. Because home is where you want to be, not at work. So everyone's rushing. Peak, you call it peak hour, so they call it rush hour. Because everyone's rushing. It means fut-a-fut. Fatafatkal. Rush hour, Fatafatkal. They were going very fast. Jaldi jaldi, tari tari. So they're all going home, and Yamraj is in his chariot, and Indra's in his chariot, and Surya, and they're waving, and like you go down the highway, there's Mr. Gupta, Haribo, and there's you know, Chatterjee, Haribo Chatterjee. So when all the demigods were traveling in their chariots, they were all singing the glories of the Lord. Kirtan. They were all engaged in Kirtan Kariya. Kirtan Kariya. But Yamraj's chariot stopped moving, however, for the occupants were all full of shok. Shok means lamentation. I mean, they pulled the car off the side of the road. Now, if you're driving the car and your father drops dead, you're going to keep driving? Or maybe you drive to the hospital or something. Someone falls unconscious in your car, then you pull over and say, what happened? And then you try to figure out what happened and maybe rush to the hospital or whatever. So the same thing, they stopped and everyone noticed that. Dui brahma asurera mochana dekhiya se guna karma sabe chalila gaya. After seeing the deliverance of these two Brahman demons, everyone was glorifying the nature of that pastime. Shankara virinchi shesha adi devagan narad adi gaya sehi dujera mochan Shiva Brahma shesh anata shesh narada. They were all glorifying the deliverance, the mochan, dui mochan, the deliverance of Jagai and Madhai. Keha keha najanaye ananda kirtan karonya dekhiya keha karaya krandan. Some of these demigods had never before experienced such an ecstatic kirtan, and some were crying after seeing such a display of compassion by Mahaprabhu, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, upon these two fallen souls. They were saying, this is so amazing. They were crying. Karunya dekhiya keha karaye krandan. Seeing this display of the Lord's, the karuna aspect of the Lord, so much compassion, so much kindness. They were marveling over that display of loving compassion of the Lord to deliver these most despicable and wretched souls. They had performed every possible sin. Robbery, murder, arson, everything. And they were delivered because they surrendered to the Lord. Sarva dharman purittaja. So demigods were astounded, chamatkar, amazed, adbhuta. And they were engaged in ananda kirtan. They were just dancing and singing like anything. Rahi jache yama rate deka devagan rahila sakala rata jama ratastan. When the demigods saw Yamaraj lying on his chariot, which had stopped, they all stopped their chariots nearby. Imagine if you were going in some procession. Sometimes a group of cars go on a motorcade, or whatever they call it, motorcade. And they're going somewhere, some hill station, several families, whatever. And then the leading car pulls over. So then everybody else pulls over because he's been appointed the leader. What's wrong? What happened? Oh, someone had a problem, this, that. So the same thing, the demigods, Yamaraj just pulled over or stopped. And they saw. Shesha ajabhava naradadi rishigan deki pode ache yama deva achetan. Shesha, Brahma, Shiva, and various sages headed by Narada saw Yamaraj lying unconscious on the floor of his chariot. Vismita haila sabe najani karan chitragupta kahilena sabha vivaran. They were all astonished. They didn't know what happened. Najani karan. What is the cause? Najani karan. What is the cause? What happened? What is the cause of this? Najani karan. Karan means cause. Then Chitragupta, what happened? Because he's the lead secretary of Yamaraj. He's the chief minister, PS. Yep. Chitragupta explained everything to them. Krishna Vesha Hina Jani Aja Panchanan Karnamule Sabemili Karaye Kirtan. Brahma and Shiva realized that Yamaraj was actually absorbed in love of Krishna. Krishna Vesh. When he heard Chitragupta describing the extent, the unlimited extent of Jagai Madai's sins and how the Lord forgave all of those sins because they surrendered at his feet. And he blessed them. He not only forgave them for their sins and eliminated and exonerated all their sins, but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu embraced them and blessed them with Krishna Prem. Namo Mahavaranyaya Krishna Prema Pradhyate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gora Chushe Namaha. And when Yamaraj heard that, he said, "Oh my Lord Krishna, he's so merciful, so wonderful. How much compassion, how much love for the conditioned souls, for the Nitya Buddha Jivas, the eternally conditioned souls rotting in this material world and suffering in the samsara chakra. These two were destined, Jagai and Madai were destined to go to hell for millions of years and suffer various hellish torments for their sins and take repeated lower births and lower species, cockroaches and rats and cats and animals to pay the price of their sins. But all that was eliminated by the mercy of the Lord. Oh my Krishna, he so much loves us. He so much loves these fallen souls. My duty is to punish them and rectify them. Because I'm the minister of the prison house. This is my seva to Lord Vishnu. But he's freed me from this seva. He's so loving kind. I'm overwhelmed. Ha! Absorbed in these kind of meditations and these kinds of thoughts, he became Krishna Vesh then Murchita. Murka, you say Murka, this is Bengali. Murk. Murchita means Murchita Padila. He fell on the ground unconscious in English. Krishna Vesh, absorbed in the Karuna, the love, the compassion of the Lord. This is one of the most glorious qualities. We say that the most distinguishing quality of Bhagavan Sri Krishna over other forms of Bhagavan, of Ram and others, is his bhaktivatsalya. Bhaktivatsalya, his extreme affection for the devotees. That's Krishna's quality, that anyone that approaches him with a drop of devotion, Krishna will liberate them. He'll even make them his mother. You come as a witch, a kechari, a pishacha. You come to Krishna as a pishacha, a witch, a kechari, with poison smeared all over your breast, enough strychnine or poison to kill 1,000 men. And you come to kill me. Your name is Putana. And you come to kill me. I'm only 6 days old. I'm just here in my mother's breast in Gokul. And you come disguised as a beautiful celestial being, looking like the goddess of fortune. You enter my mother's house with the intention of murdering me. And how do I show my bhaktivatsalya? You're not even a bhakti, you're a demon. You're coming to kill me. But my bhaktivatsalya nature, my affectionate nature, is so great, not only for my devotees, but even for demons coming to kill me, that Krishna liberated Putana and he gave her the position of a datri, a nursemaid in the spiritual world. This is a speciality of Krishna. Now, that same Krishna came 500 years ago. That Bhaktivatsalya Krishna came 500 years ago as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Gaura Sundar, Gauranga. And Gauranga, he is not only Bhaktivatsalya, affectionate and loving and kind to all of his devotees, the Vaishnavas, but he shows the extreme love even to the lowest and fallen of living entities. Therefore, he's Patita Pavan Avatar. Kali Yuga Patita Pavan Avatar, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki. No, these are the exemplars of degradation. These are the acharyas. These are the living example of the acharyas of degradation, the acharyas of sin, Diablo, the demon, the acharyas of sin, Jagai and Madai, the archetypal sinful personalities. There has never been a more sinful person than Jagai and Madai. Before 500 years, or for the next 5,000 million years, there'll never be more sinful personalities than Jagai and Madai. You heard their sins. 100,000 scribes or secretaries speaking continuously for 1 month could not reach the end of their sins. Now that's a few sins, right? Lacks and lacks and lacks and crores of sins. And they are all turned into zero, zed, by the karuna and vatsalya and love of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So that made Yamaraj faint. Krishna Vesh Murchita Padila. So that's where we find our Yamaraj fainted. And now Brahma and Shiva, being so intuitive and so advanced in understanding all the nuances and symptoms of Krishna Vesh and Krishna Prem, they understood, yes, yeah, no, Chitragupta, the other scribes, the other demigods, what's happened? We're Vismita, the word was used here, Vismita. Vismita means they were bewildered, they were a little confused. His chariot stopped, and everyone stopped, all the other chariots stopped, and Devatas gathered around Yamaraj's chariot. What happened? What happened? What's the news? Chitragupta was saying. And everyone had some vague idea what happened. But Brahma and Shiva immediately got hit the head on the nail. Oh, he's in ecstasy. Very fortunate. So they realized he was absorbed in love of Krishna. So what did they do? Karna mule sabai mile karya kirtan utilena yamadeva kirtana shuniya chaitanya paya nache mahamatta haya. So this translation says, on hearing that kirtan of all the demigods, kirtan shunya, Yamaraj uto, he got up, he regained his consciousness, and he danced like an intoxicated person. Nache mahamatta. Matta means mada. Kam, krodh, lobh, moha, matsarya, mada. Mada means crazy, intoxicated, wild. Mada. Mahamata. Mahamata means totally crazy, totally intoxicated. And kirtan. Utila paramananda deva sankirtan. Krishna aveshe nache suryera nandan. As the ecstasy of the demigods kirtan intensified, the son of Surya danced in ecstatic love for Krishna. Krishna avesh nache Surya Nandan. Who is Surya Nandan? Yamaraj. Yamaraj has a father. His father is Suryadev. His mother, I'm not sure. There's two wives of Surya, Chaya and Samgya. Samgya and Chaya are the two wives, prominent wives of Suryadev. Which one is his mother, I can't say. But he has a sister. Who's the sister of Yamaraj? Yama and Yami. Yama and Yami. Yamuna. Yamuna Devi. Kalindi Maharani ki jai. And who's his brother? His brother is very illustrious. Shani Maharaj. Shani Maharaj ki jai. Right? Saturday, our favorite day. Shani Var. So this interesting family. Suryadev is my father, my brother is Shani, my sister is Yamuna, and I am Yamaraj. Acha, yeah. I like your sister. Your sister is very nice. Very sweet, very cooling, very refreshing, very beautiful to look at, very wonderful to bathe in, and very encouraging to sit next to and do bhajan. I used to sit by the Yamuna when I lived in Sevakunj for 3 years. I used to chat hours on end next to the Yamuna. Very beautiful. Kalindi is very kind also. So this is his family. And so they, the demigods of Paramananda Deva Sankirtan. So everybody's doing Sankirtan. It's not just the weird characters in the Hare Krishna movement. You weird characters with shaved heads. Do you think Suryadev has a shaved head? No. Do you think Indra has a shaved head? No. Do you think Yamaraj has a shaved head? They have kesh. They have sundara kesh, beautiful hair. They're devas, they're celestial beings. They're not sannyasis and brahmacharis. But they're doing Sankirtan. Paramananda Deva Sankirtan. They're in ecstatic bliss, dancing. So, okay, you guys are weird down here in Juhu doing Sankirtan. Okay, fine. But at least, maybe we're weird, but what we're doing is what all the demigods are doing. Demigods do Sankirtan. So think about that. As Yamaraj heard the ecstatic kirtan, he forgot his mundane position as a demigod. He became intoxicated with love of God and began to dance emotionally in the loving mellows of Sankirtan. This is a purport by our Param Guru, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati. He began to dance emotionally in the loving mellows of Sankirtan. Yamanritte deki nache sarva deva gan, naradadi sange nache aja panchanan. Seeing Yamaraj dancing euphorically, all the other demigods began to dance. Brahma, Shiva, and Narada Muni started dancing. Sounds like fun. Devagana nritya shuna savadana haya atiguya vede vyakta karibena iha. The author says, hear attentively about the dancing of the demigods. It is most confidential, but it will be revealed in the Vedas. Atiguya. Atiguya Veda Vyakta. This is very, very secret, confidential. Atiguya. And we will find out tomorrow. Hari Bol. Sri Chaitanya Bhagavad Ki Jai.